翻开圣经哈巴谷。
Let's open to the book of Habakkuk。
我们首先来读三段的圣经章节。
Let's read three verses。
这三段的圣经章节刚好讲到哈巴谷他所写的这一个书籍里面对当世代的一个诉求。
This is what the description of the time Habakkuk wrote，
以及他灵里面自己的看见。
And what he saw in his spirit。
哈巴谷书第一章一到五节。
Chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 5。
我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
二段，请。先知哈巴谷所说的末世，他说：“耶和华，我呼求你，不应，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不得救。你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何使看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，若起了争端，将斗的事。因此，地法不放松，公理也不明显。恶人困着一人，因为公理彰显颠倒。耶和华说：你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽然虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。这是第一章里面所提到的啊，我们也是碰到这个世代里面。
So this is what mentioned in first chapter. Also, this is the type of generation we run into.
这个律法颠倒。
That the justice is the laws are perverted.
啊，18岁以下的孩子打个预防针都要父母签名。
So 18 and under who receive a vaccination require parental consent.
堕胎竟然不用。
So it's not the faith, it's not a trust anymore.
只要有一个满18岁的人陪他去就行了。
It just doesn't matter who it is, someone who's older than 18.
啊，弄个牙齿都要父母亲去做 sign 的工作。
Even to have dental work, you need parental agreement.
堕胎竟然不用。
But abortion is not required.
律法放松。
So,the justice is perverted.
公理显然颠倒。
So that they no longer have any restrictions.
我们常常问神啊，你为什么不管？
So some people we often ask why God, why don't you not care?
为什么放任那一些人在做这一些的工作？
Why do you let these people do this kind of work?
耶和华怎么说？
What does the Lord say?
你们那个时候啊，我要行一件事。
That look, I'm going to do something in those years.
虽然有人告诉你们，
even though you were told,
你们总不信。总是不信。
But you will not believe.
第二章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 4.
之后呢，哈巴谷就转眼归向神。
So Habakkuk turned to the Lord.
二三七，我要站在守望者，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可以用什么话向他许愿。他对我说，将这末世黎明写在板上，使读的人得益处。因为这末日有一定的日子快要临近，并不喜欢。虽然延迟，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟延。加勒底人自高自大，心正直，为义人因信得生。这一处圣经章节里面有两处的地方被新约里面运用。
So in these verses, there are two parts that are used by the New Testament.
一个就是快要应验，绝不再迟延。
But you certainly come will not delay.
第二个是唯有义人因信得生。
And that the righteous will live by his faith.
那么这里面诉说的是要站在一个守望台上。
So what is described here is to stand at the watch.
很多人把守望台当作一个祷告。
Some people look at it as a prayer.
祷告是一种行动。
So prayer is an activity.
要配合上我们走出去的行为。
But it has to be commensurate with the activities that we do.
比如说我们为一个人祷告。
For example, when we pray for someone.
他相信耶稣。
So that he can believe in Jesus.
当然我们也要把福音给他。
Because when we give him the gospel.
我们不能只在那边祷告。
We can't just pray there.
不把福音给他。
And not give him the gospel.
我们只能祷告。
We pray.
反正他得不得就神已经预定好了。
And we think that God, it's all predestined whether the person is going to be saved or not.
所以我就尽我的责任祷告。
And that I will discharge my responsibility.
很多人对这一个同性恋的这一个反对的问题。
And a lot of people, when they look at this,
也 放在这样这个位置上面。
Referendum against the homosexual, they also put in this place.
其实这神早就定案了。
They said God already predestined.
定什么案？
Or定 what?
我们知道神的心意吗？
Do we know His will?
不知道。
We don't.
纵然耶和华已经说了。
But yet the Lord already declared.
我们纵然不信。
That we will not believe.
第一章里面给我们看到。
We see in the first chapter.
第二章你可以看到说，哦，原来这个哈巴谷是怎么样领受。
So, chapter 2, we see that Habakkuk will receive.
怎么样？他把这话书写出来。
And also, he wrote down the words.
书写是要做什么的？
Why he wrote down these?
放在冰冻库里。
To be put in the freezer.
不，宣达。
No, it's to declare.
他表示怎么样？他不但守望。
So not only he watched.
他还一直去做这传达的工作。
He also did the work of declaration.
尽上他先知应该有的职分。
And discharge his up.Position as a prophet.
这一个是第二章，第三章。
In chapter 3,
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 to verse 2.
二战请先知哈巴谷的祷告，调用琉璃歌。
Lord,
耶和华，我听见你的声音，就
听
他。耶和华，求你在这些年间复兴你的作为，在这些年间显出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。这三章里面，第一章里面就是第一个看见这个世界上的一些不公平，他有一个很大的负担。
So in chapter 3, verse 1, when he saw this great injustice in the world, he has a burden.
第二章里面，他把这个负担呢向神来祷告。
So in chapter 2, he uses burden to pray to the Lord.
神给他产生一个很好的意象。
God gave him a great vision.
看见未来的事情怎么样发生。
He saw what was going to happen.
那么知道以后呢
After he knew,
他祷告
he prayed,
让这一个事情发生的时候
when this thing happened,
既然要发生
though it was going to happen,
神已经告诉他了
God already told him,
既然要发生了
since it was going to happen,
他怎么样他就复兴你的作为
he said, we,
神啊你的作为你复兴吧
we knew him in our days, 但
复兴的时候在这些年间在你发怒的时候
so in our time, make it known in the wrath,
原来复兴是神的发怒
So renewal is actually God's wrath here.
我们经常把复兴放在前面。
We often put renewal first.
这些年间出现在你发怒的时候。
So renew them in our days in your wrath.
上文是用什么？调用琉璃歌。
So at the top it says a shigiona.
琉璃歌唱什么呢
？What is it for?
神啊，你的复兴。
It's your renewal.
也就是神啊，你要做的这一个事情就做吧。
He said, basically, Lord, if you're going to do this, do it.
但怎么样？以怜悯为念。
But in mercy.
这个是怎么样？哈巴谷深知神的这个属性。
This is because Habakkuk knew God's nature.
很多人在解释这些圣经章节的时候，哇，在这时间复兴你的作为就这样停止了。
So a lot of times when they read this, they say, oh wow, God's going to renew. And that's
哇，在这年间复兴你的作为，他不知道复兴你的作为原来是神的发怒临到。
He didn't realize that the renewal of in their time is God's wrath come upon them.
表示我们太渴慕复兴自己想要的那一种复兴。
Because we long for the kind of renewal we want.
不是神他的道所传达的复兴。
Not because of renewal by the word of God.
那这样领受就有很大的错误咯。
Then there's a great
对不对
error in receiving.
如果你以前听过了这个复兴的道的时候，哎呀，在这年间复兴你的作为。
So when you heard what the people talk about renewal,
或许我们读经以后祷告出来的时候，我们刚好读到这一句话，我们就祷告出来：主啊，在这些年间复兴你的作为。
And you said after you read the Bible and pray and say renew them in our days.
弟兄姐妹就跟你喊阿门。
And a lot of brothers and sisters say amen with you.
知道的人，主啊，求你以怜悯为念。
But those who knew would say in wrath, remember mercy.
为什么
？Why？
那是神发怒的时候。
Because at times God.
为什么神发怒？
Why was he in wrath?
就是那些公义颠倒。
Because the justice was perverted.
神已经把这事情告诉我们。
God already told me this.
但是我们没有所作为。
But we have no actions.
所以哈巴谷在这个时代里面呢。
So Habakkuk in this generation.
他所传达的信息到底是什么？
And the message that he preached, what was it?
哈巴谷这个名字叫做紧紧的拥抱。
So Habakkuk is to embrace closely.
当然我们很清楚那是紧紧的拥抱神
That we of course understand it means to closely embrace God
或是说神紧紧的拥抱着我们
Or maybe God close embraces us.
在雅各书里面讲到说，那良人啊，是我们的主。
In the song, he says that that good man, that good person, is our Lord.
他的左手臂在我的头下。
His left hand is on my
head. 他的右手臂将我抱住。
And his right hand will embrace me.
也显明怎么样？神紧紧的抱住我们。
It's showing that God embraces closely.
就像说。这个耶稣讲说像母鸡一样要包围着我们
Just like a hen who surrounds us
当这个灾难临到的时候神要用这一个保护着我们
When the disaster comes God wants to protect us
当我们竟然逃跑了
Yeah, we run away
那这个呢就是哈巴谷的意思
This is the meaning in the Habakkuk
那么也就是说我们的神愿意紧紧抱住我们的时候
When God, meaning like when God wants to embrace us closely
透过他的话透过环境
Through His Word and through the environment.
那么我们会不会紧紧抱住神呢
Will we closely embrace Him?
就像雅各跟神摔跤的那样的渴慕呢
Is it just like Jacob wrestled with God?
以色列的复兴就是因为雅各的那一个摔跤
Israel's renewal is because of Jacob's wrestling.
那一个生命里面的一个转捩点
And that the turning point of his life.
知道只有紧紧跟随主
Knew only to follow closely the Lord.
因此呢，我们就看到呢，这一个的拥抱呢，不但是神对我们的拥抱，也是我们应该对神渴慕的拥抱。
So this embrace is not only God embracing us, but also it's us holding fast, embracing the Lord.
所有的先知里面，哈巴谷比较特别的。
So of all the prophets, Habakkuk was
more
different. 最
后的时候呢，用调用琉璃歌。
So at the end, he used a shagayanath.
意思是悲哀的。
Meaning it's a song of lament.
最后一节用丝弦的乐器
So then you use the instruments
让很多人想到他可能就是利未人
So we think that he probably was a Levite
这个因为所有的先知没有人用这样的方法这个手法来写的
Because no one else or none of the prophets use this way to write
特别知道他怎么样这一个音乐上面调用什么性质怎么样性质
He knew how to use the music to make it
那么这个呢就是哈巴谷我们所能够明白的
This is what we understand from Habakkuk
那么耶和华告诉他们说在那个时候他要做一件事情
So the Lord said he's going to do something in that day
这个事情很清楚的就是巴比伦加勒底人要来这个灭这个南国
It was clear that it was the Babylonian the Chaldean that was going to come to destroy Assyrians
因为在第二章里面就有看到异象里面讲到什么加勒底人的凶残
So we saw in chapter 2 the violence of the Chaldeans
加勒底人的骄傲
and their pride
神要用这一个国家把你灭亡了
God wants to use this nation to destroy you
之后因为巴比的骄傲神也使他灭亡了
But at the end because of their pride also God let the Babylonians be destroyed
我们知道当这一个被掳的时候丹尼里做了一个梦有没有
Remember that in captivity Daniel had a dream
尽头巴比伦
and the golden statue golden head was the Babylon
然后怎么样这个银胸对不对
the body, and the chest a body of a silver
两只手臂马代波斯
and the two hands were merged Persia and Medes
那我们就看到怎么样这个不但银这个马代波斯里面呢还有一个什么这个希腊
well we see not only the Medes and Persia but also Greece
再来铁蹄罗马东罗马跟西罗马
and then the iron nation Rome that came
整个的四局神在但以理那个世代里面就告诉我
God already told us all these empires that will come by
这一个是在被掳前的时候他跟犹大国讲的
This is what he said to the nation of Judah before captivity
第一章里面呢看到这一个混乱的时代里面哈巴谷有一个负担
We saw that in this generation of confusion, that Habakkuk has a burden.
他就想到说神啊，为什么这不公义的出现的时候，违背你的属性，你怎么没有看见
？He asked why in all this injustice, which is against His nature, that God didn't see.
那么我们就看到说，这是一个很重要一个先知的一个重点。
This is one of very important point as a
对末后的世代有一个很重要的负担。
That they have a great burden for the last days.
就是当我们看到这一些不合乎神属性的时候，是有感觉的。
That they sense all the things that are against the nature of God.
不但有感觉，还有行动。
not only they have a feeling, but also have actions.
这个给我们看到说，哈巴谷给我们看到的是一个基督徒应该有的工作。
So what Habakkuk saw was what the Christians deeds or good works must have.
在那个时代里面，整个以色列国里面有强暴、纷乱、斗争和不公平的事情。
So in that time of Israel, there was violence, injustice, and conflict.
就像当耶稣进到这个圣殿的时候，看到他们在那个地方变卖银钱，在买卖。
When it's just like Jesus when he went to the temple and saw the people selling.
当时很多人都看见了。
A lot of people saw too.
为什么耶稣基督特别强烈呢？
But why Jesus specially emphasized?
他知道那个是不对的事情。
He knew that this was wrong.
他就用行为来做一些很大的动作。
So he used the actions to show that it was wrong.
现在很多的这一个一些的法案呢，慢慢的基督徒已经默认了。
So a lot of referendums that the Christians just gave in.
基督徒大概只能祷告。
The Christians can only pray.
错了，基督徒还要在这个社会上负上一个社会良心的责任。
No, but the Christians also must have a responsibility to their conscience in the society.
那一个是在索多玛、俄摩拉，神最讨厌的一件事情，所以硫磺的火湖。
So this is one of the things that God hated the most in Sodom and Gomorrah, and that's why He rained fire upon it.
也许我们这个时代没有那么糟糕。
Maybe our generation is not so bad.
但是对这些事情呢，我们连罗德的这种看见都没有的时候。
Yet if we do not see like Lot did,
那毁灭更是可怕。
Then the destruction is even scarier.
罗德他的两个孩子是处女。
So the Lot's two daughters, they were virgins.
在那个时代里面。
In that generation,
哎，那真是不容易啊。
It was not easy.
表示呢，在圣经里面，在新约里面讲到说，罗德是一个义人，这个不是口号。
So in the Bible, in the New Testament, they said that Lot was a righteous man. It was not just calling.
虽然罗德渐渐往这个索多玛、俄摩拉。
Even though he strayed into Sodom and Gomorrah.
但在那一个世代里面，我们看到他是一个义人的时候，就不简单。
Then we saw that he was a righteous man in that generation. It was not easy for him.
不是我们来述说的，是在圣经里面神的话告诉我。
It's not by our standard, but what the Bible says about him.
他知道这些事情不对。
He knew that these were wrong.
这个就是良知里面的散发出来。
This is that came from his conscience.
哈巴谷看到这些罪孽的时候，他知道整个国家走错路了。
So when Habakkuk saw this, he knew that the nation was going the wrong direction.
他在神的面前哀求。
So he cried out before the Lord.
求神拯救这个时代。
And ask the Lord to save this generation.
这一个是他有一个很大的负担。
That's because he had a great burden.
当我们今天看到很多的不法的事情的时候。
When we see a lot of illegal things today.
我们基督徒好像没有什么太大的动作。
That we Christians do not seem to have much of any action.
交给神吧。
We gave it to God.
我们来祷告。
And let's pray.
这个叫什么？
What do we call this?
这个叫交托。
This is to entrust.
这种交托我叫做交出去就散脱了。
So what you give it and it is scattered.
这种解释比较恰当。
So this is more apt in explanation.
交给你了，不是不知道，交给你了。
It's not that I don't
know. 这我不能做。
I gave it to you, God. I can't do anything.
人的心是你做的嘛。
But God is will.
圣灵想感动就感动。
Let the Holy Spirit move if he wants to move.
我能做什么呢？
What can we do?
这个大部分的基督徒的观念大半就在这里。
Most of Christians their concepts are in this way.
那如果我们说我们圣灵充满的教会，
But if we are a spirit-filled church,
圣灵充满在你里头，
And you are filled with the Spirit,
你怎么不会有这种像哈巴谷的感觉？我也很奇怪。
Yeah, I'm very surprised you don't have the same feeling or sense as Habakkuk did.
这个是我们在这个世代里面，我们不是在讲什么道理，我们在思考。
So in this generation, we're not talking about the ethics. We're just reflecting.
是我们太久没有被圣灵充满。
It's that we are not filled with the Holy Spirit for a long time.
而我们仍然以为我们在被圣灵充满。
And we think that we are still being filled with the Holy Spirit.
感性或理性的认知。
So we use our sensuality and feelings.
这个是相当可怕的。
This is scary.
过去被圣灵充满。
In the past, we were filled with the Holy Spirit.
可能有那种动力。
Maybe we had the power.
现在有没有持续被圣灵充满呢？
Are we continuing being filled with the Holy Spirit?
事实上，我们自己应该要反思。
We need to self-examine.
以前很大的动力。
Yeah, before we had the great motivation.
我也在想。
I also think about this.
以前有很大的动力，现在为什么我的动力不见了？
I used to have a lot of motivation. How come I don't have motivation anymore?
这个也是我在思考。
This is something else I think about.
因此呢，我求神帮助我，让我更有圣灵的灵在里头，能够有那个动力出来。
So I asked the Lord for help that I have more spirit, that I have more motivation.
当然不是一满腔的热血。
So it's not full hot blood.
而是这种是长期战，必须是什么温火。
So this needs to be a gentle fire for a long term.
水怎么浇也浇不熄。
Where water, no matter what it tries to do, cannot put it out.
那虽然不是很旺，但是怎么样，一直持续下去做。
Even though it's not very hot, but it will continue.
正确的就一直往前做。
It's the correct way to move forward.
也不在乎人的舆论。
Don't care what people say.
我们只在乎是不是对得起神给我们的这个位分。
We just want to make know if we are worthy of God's calling.
因此第二章里面我们就看到一个很重要的事情，神就赐给了这一个意象在他。
So in chapter 2 we saw that something important that gave him a vision.
当他困惑的时候站在守望所。
So when he was troubled, he stood in the rampart.
立在望楼上观看。
He was watching his station.
看耶和华对我说什么话。
See what the Lord was saying to him.
结果这一章里面，我们就看到有五种祸患临到这个犹大国。
We saw that there are five woes that came to a nation of Judah.
每一个祸患，神都用三节来述说。
Each woe he uses three verses to describe.
第一个祸患就是加勒底人巴比伦要临到犹大国。
This is what's going to come upon the nation of Judah from Babylon Chaldeans.
第一个就告诉说，这一个是有野心的。
One is that they have ambitions.
是没有止境的。
They have no sublimit.
要征服整个世界的。
They want to conquer the whole world.
世界上这个思想一直要征服基督徒里面的心。
So the whole world has this idea they want to conquer all.
怎么样的心呢？单一归向神的心。
They want to have a heart to turn to God.
撒旦做这事情是没有止境的。
So when Satan does his work, he has no bounds.
直到耶稣基督再来。
Until Jesus comes again.
直到神的国掌权。
Until the kingdom reigns.
表示我们活着的时候，我们都会面临这样子的问题。
Meaning that when we live, we're going to face these problems.
好了，也许我们这一次反对通过了，赢了。
Maybe we'll win this time against the referendum.
保准下次又会再来。
I guarantee you'll come again.
就偷偷的进来，又变成一个在抗争里头。
They're going to use other ways to sneak in and go into conflict again.
那以前呢，有一个阿诺，他比较还会站在一个中立的角度里面去看。
Before a governor Schwarzenegger, he was standing in neutral.
现在因为经济不好，州长又以利为主。
So now because of the poor economy, the governor will try to please people.
他以为拉拢这一些。只要有钱的这一些同性恋者可以带来什么样的就业机会。
So he said that he may be able to revive the economy by agreeing with these wealthy homosexuals.
那我不知道他礼拜天有没有去聚会就是了。
I don't know if he ever gone to a church meeting on Sundays.
纵然这个州长是基督徒有去聚会，我看也是糊里糊涂的。
So he may be a Christian that goes to church, but he's really confused.
第二个祸患里面呢，讲到什么贪婪。
So second world talk about greed.
巴比伦是非常贪婪的，不是吃掉要吃掉，是把你灭亡啊。
So they not only do things by unjust gain, they also destroy.
其实他们当时用的这一种政策呢是怀柔，就是我要给你完全的怎么样，民族性都没有了。
So what the tactic they used was first to destroy the nationalism of the people.
当你看到但以理他学习他们的语言，学习他们的方法。
So you saw when Daniel learned their ways and their language.
丹尼里跟他的三个朋友被选上，他是本身就是这个才能上非常好的。
Daniel and his three other friends they were chosen because of their abilities.
但是当他们学习过后，超过当时他们所选出来的人超过十倍。
So they were smarter than ten times and somehow smarter than the people that were being chosen.
虽然他的那个世代里面，他却不被巴比伦的思想所影响。
Yet they were not influenced by the thinking of the Babylonians.
巴比伦是非常贪婪的。
So the Babylonians, they were very greedy.
第三个讲到，不但是贪婪，他是非常残暴的。
So number three, it talks about they are not only very greedy, but they also very violent.
就在十二节到十四节里面提到。
From chapter, from verse 12 to verse 14.
第四个祸患呢，在十五节到十七节里面，他是非常傲慢的。
So fifteen to seventeen talk about they are arrogant.
非常的骄傲。
They are very proud.
不但如此
Not only that,
他是怎么样第五他讲到他是拜自己的神
So five, it talks about they worship their own God.
叫拜自己的神呢？
How do they worship their own God?
我就是神。
They are God.
有没有看到巴比伦是不是这个尼布甲尼撒是不是创造一个金像，就是要人来拜他，对不对？
Remember what happened to a king Nebuchadnezzar? He built a statue that they are to worship him.
这个没有什么，很多的人都喜欢造神。
So this is nothing. A lot of people like to create God.
中国以前也造神嘛。
In China, they also build God.
那么中国以前造神的时候，当时在那个状态里面的时候，没有人觉得怎么样。
So people didn't think much of it when they created gods themselves.
现在经济复苏的时候。
So when this economy is
台湾也是嘛，台湾以前把这个老蒋供奉跟神一样。
So before they also in Taiwan they treated the president as God.
看到现在北韩在做造神运动的时候，这个我们尝过经济或是看觉得很好笑。
So when we look at North Korea, they are also building, creating their own God, and it seems ridiculous.
看到他们的精神领袖走了，大家哭的这个哭天抢地的，不知道真的还假的。
So we saw that when their spiritual leader passed away, they were all crying, wailing. We don't know if it's true or not.
过去的人反问说：“哎，以前我们没有哭不行了，没有哭的话不得了，你这个精神领袖死，你不哭你一定有问题。”
So they said that in the past that if they didn't cry, it was not permissible.
不管怎么样，很怀念或是恨。也要挤出几滴眼泪了。
So they say whether you love or hate, you still have to cry.
所以当时说啊，我们是恨得要命，所以呢，哭出来是什么？哎呀，他怎么这么晚走
？So in the past, they may say they hated him so much, and they wonder why he was so late in dying.
事过后，大家哪屁都会拍啊。
So after things passed, everybody was in.
这些呢，就是什么造自己的神。
This is creating their own God.
自己就是神。
They are themselves gods.
那么这五个观念。就是会进入到我们基督徒的生命里头。
So these five things can come into our lives as Christians.
当我们领受到神的恩典的时候，慢慢慢慢，我们把自己当神。
So when we receive the grace of God, we treat ourselves as God.
慢慢，我们神的话语就是参考而已。
So the word of God is only a reference.
我的经验跟判断是比较正确的。
My judgment and my experience are more correct.
神的话像参考书一样而已。
The word of God is just a reference.
这一些呢，都是什么？以自己当作神
，then you treat yourself as God。
那么亲近神的时候，他有一种野心跟贪念。
So these people have ambitions and greed。
没有神的公义、慈爱。
Do not have justice of love of God。
这一种残忍的心也进入到你里头里面来。
And this kind of heart of cruelty also come into you。
基督徒有时候在这舆论上这一个说别人说三道四的时候，那种残暴比非基督徒还要可怕。
So sometimes when the Christians talk about others, they will seem to be actually scarier in their violence than the non-Christians.
这五种祸患会不会临到我们基督徒里头？
Well, these five woes, whether it will come to us or not.
巴比伦代表的世界。
So the Babylon came to conquer the world.
世界的这种五种的状态会临到基督徒里面。
These five woes will come into Christians.
这一个是一个征战。
This is a war.
征战的时候是不是我们觉得啊，这个就是很自然嘛，是我就是活在这个世界上嘛。
Some people say this is very natural because I live in this world.
没有错，耶稣基督在祷告的时候是这么讲。
Remember what Jesus said when he prayed.
我不求他们离开这世界。
That I pray, Father, that they did not depart from the world.
但求他们以我跟父一样合而为一的那个心。
But just as I'm in you, that they are in you, in me.
哈巴谷紧紧的抱住。
Habakkuk close embraces.
让我们紧紧地抱住神
let us embrace closely God,
免得巴比伦的思想进入到我们基督徒的生命里面来
so that the Babylonian thinking will not come into our lives
因为神说要毁灭巴比伦
because God wanted to destroy Babylonia
如果让巴比伦的思想进到你的生命里面来的时候一同被毁灭
so if you let Babylonia come into your life you also be destroyed
因此我们就看到整个第二章里面呢，我们刚才提到呢，有两章的地方被新约所用过。
So here we talk about two verses in chapter two used by the.
什么时候来到呢
？When will they come？
很快就来，并不延迟。
You certainly come will not delay。
希伯来书讲说，因为还有一点点的时候。
Because the book of Hebrews says there's still time.
那要来的就来了，并不迟延。
What will come will certainly come and will not delay。
因为必然临到，必不迟延。这个意象呢，是巴比伦的灭亡。
So this vision of destruction of Babylonia.
这个必不延迟是怎么样？我们如果被巴比伦的这个思想影响了，我们也很快灭亡。
So will not delay if we also influenced by the Babylonian thinking, the destruction will come quickly.
另一句话就是义人必因信得生。
Next it says the righteous will live by his faith.
然后有些人解释错误，这个快要来的就来，耶稣基督不延迟，快要来的就要来。
So a lot of people explain erroneously Jesus Christ is going to come again.
没有从哈巴谷这里面来看到是希伯来书里面所讲的到底是什么。
They did not really see from the book of Habakkuk and also the book of Hebrew what they're talking about.
这叫做总原则来看圣经。
This is looking at the Bible based on general principles of the Bible.
上下文来看圣经。
Also to look at the verses from top and bottom.
不懂原文没有关系。
Even though you do not understand the original tongue.
最起码我们懂看上下文。
As if you understand the top and what's before is what's behind.
下面大概就是复合什么。
So what is mentioned before probably matters. So it will not be too far in explanation.
因此呢，凡事都互相效力，叫爱神的得益处。
So God works for those who love Him.
上文是讲什么？
But what goes before that?
啊，所以我们在用这句圣经呢，哎呀，没有关系嘛。那个啊，这个凡事互相效力嘛，超大波波性啊。
So we often use this verse to say that everything works for the good of those who love God.
不是这样讲的。
This is not what it says.
但我是讲我们本不晓得怎么祷告。
Bible says we do not know how to pray.
圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
But the Holy Spirit intercede for us.
然后中间讲什么呢？
But what does it say in the middle?
就是说，这一个呢，神。这个我们本不晓得怎么圣灵用说不出的叹息为我们祷告。
But in inexpressible groans.
中间讲圣灵知道我们的需要。
The Holy Spirit intercede for us. For the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们的灵跟神的灵沟通的时候，就是被圣灵掌管的时候。
When our spirit it's fellowship with His Spirit means that we are being controlled by the Spirit.
彼此相顾。
And the brother and sister care for each other.
激发爱心。
And it's stirred by love.
勉励善行。
And do good works.
所以才会凡事互相效力。
That's when everything works for the good of those who love Him.
所以我们在用圣经章节在祷告的时候啊，不要断章取义的祷告。
So when we use verses to pray, do not you take it out of context.
啊，害得下面的人跟你一起阿门，那就麻烦了。
Then those people who say Amen with you, they may have problems.
唯有义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
第三章讲到一个祷告。
Chapter 3 talks about a prayer.
哈巴谷在祷告的时候用琉璃歌。
So when Habakkuk prayed, he used a shekinah.
那很多的时候，我们看到琉璃歌呢是一个跟神祈求的一个怜悯。
So shekinah is basically seeking God's mercy.
因此他说，在这些年间复兴你作为。
So these years renew the.
在这些年间显明出来。
Renew the deeds in our days.
在发怒的时候。
In wrath.
以怜悯为念。
Remember mercy.
因此当我们看到求神帮助我们在整个图画里面彰显出来的时候，
So may the Lord help us when we look at the whole blueprint.
16节里面一面讲出神的荣耀，一面讲出神的刑罚。
Verse 16 talk about God's glory and also His punishment.
讲神的荣耀里面产生出刑罚跟拯救来。
In God's talking about God's glory, talk about His punishment and also His salvation.
当神荣耀显明的时候，
When His glory is manifest.
神他的刑罚跟着来到
His punishment will come
当然也带着他的拯救
Also brings his salvation
当整个神为他拯救他的百姓的时候
When to save his people
神就是看到整个世界怎么样都在这个很可怕的境界里面
We see the whole world in a terrible way
什么境界呢就是呢牛棚里面没有牛了
So that in the stalls there are no cattle.
无花果树不发旺了。
The fig tree does not bud.
所有的事情都在很糟糕的当中。
Everything in terrible shape.
但是他却有耶和华的力量在他里头。
But he is filled with the power of the Lord.
然而就是一个转捩点。
So it's a turning point.
我要因耶和华欢心。
I will rejoice in the Lord.
因救我的神喜乐。
I'll be joyful in God my Savior.
耶和华是我的力量。
The sovereign Lord is my strength.
他使我站在高处。
He makes my feet like to stand on.
我要用丝弦的乐器向他赞美。
I'm going to use my string instruments to praise.
这个就是整个祷告里面这个哈巴谷做的一个结尾。
So this is the conclusion of Habakkuk in his prayer.
耶和华是我的力量，他必使我快如这个的脚快如母鹿的蹄。
The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of deer.
使我稳行在高处。
He enables me to go on the heights.
虽然这一些问题出现，
although these problems appeared,
我仍然可以进行。
I can move forward.
而且很稳健的。
Also to be stand firm.
很快速的去反应。
And go quickly to react.
你看到他前面，主啊，为什么这些不公的事情发生？
In the beginning, he said, "Why these are injustices?" 为
什么这些事情你不处理呢
？Why you don't care for?
他有一个很大的负担。
He had a great burden.
神给他意象。
And God gave him a vision.
他用祷告。
He used prayer.
产生什么行为
？And what produced from the prayer?
快又稳健。
That he is able to stand and go high.
因此呢，神不是只有给我们看到不公。
So we not just see injustice.
给我们看到这个是我们的生命里面有没有醒悟过来。
That God may see if we actually awaken from our life. 愿
不愿起来回到父的家中
？And we go back to the house of the Father.
神再一次把那戒指戴上，把那外袍给我们披上。
God give us the signet ring and put the best robe on us.
那么我们怎么样？快如猛鹿的蹄，稳行在高处。
That we may, I mean, our feet go like the feet of a deer.
那么同施行的乐器交给令长，怎么样？在那个地方歌颂。
So from the director of the music with the string instruments that they were praising.
这一个世界里面很多的问题。
A lot of problems in this world.
但是橄榄树也不效力。
But the other tree, other crops fail.
田地不出粮，圈中绝了羊。
And the fields would not produce food.
棚内也没有牛了。
And those cattle in the stalls.
表示怎么样？很多的状况里面非常的惨烈。
Meaning that things are disastrous.
那么我们怎么样子去选择
？So how do we choose？
啊，我们最近在做啊，吃东西要吃有机的哈。
So oftentimes we want to eat things that are organic。
啊，那么福音也要传有机的。
So when we preach the gospel, it needs to be organic too。
这个不是这个是现代，耶稣的时代就告诉我们。
Jesus already told us in his time。
一个种有机的人，他会不会不找地啊
？So someone who plants organic
乱种一通。不可能嘛
！You will seek the best land, right? Not just randomly.
一定是怎么样？找一个很久没有种过这个土地，很肥沃。
That the land is fertile.
然后怎么样去考察这个土地里面是不是石头很多
？And consider where there's a lot of stones in the field.
他就把土翻开，看看里面的土质。
You plow the field to look at the quality of the soil.
不错的时候，开始慢慢把石头跟杂草之类的东西把它分开来。
Then he would start to separate the weeds from the plants.
那么再播种，对不对
？And he would plant the seeds.
这就是好土嘛。
This is a good soil.
耶稣基督讲说，有人谁把种子丢在马路的呢
？So Jesus said, "Who would plant the seeds in the path?"
把它丢在浅土的呢
？Or in the shallow soil?
丢在荆棘里头的呢
？Or in the thorns?
啊，找到好土就结实30倍、60倍、100倍。
And in good soil, it produces a crop 30 times, 60, 100 times.
这就是有机嘛。
This is organic.
这是有机的啊。
This is organic.
寻找到好地方。
Seek a good place.
做一个很好的东西。
To produce great things.
因此呢，是有机的福音。
So it's an organic gospel.
那我们今天不是想要传有机的福音。
Today we don't want to preach organic gospel.
最好一来呢，最好马上得救。
So if they can come, they will be saved right away.
前途里面发芽很快。
And in shallow. Soil, they
太阳一来
start quickly,
就死掉了
But when the sun scorched it withered
你有没有发现我们在传福音的时候很多的这个种子是这样子的
And you notice a lot of doing our preaching a lot of seeds are like this
那怎么办呢
But about
前天真的有个姐妹来问我
There's a sister that came to ask me
我就很无奈的跟她讲
And I was helpless and I told the sister
类似哈巴谷里面所讲的虽然耶和华已经讲过了
So this is similar to what Habakkuk said. The Lord already said this.
告诉你们应该用什么样的方法。
Already told you what kind of method you should use.
虽然讲的人是不用。
Maybe the people you speak to, they don't.
总是用也是点到为止用。
So they can only do to a certain point.
那表示怎么样？我们还是希望我们用我们自己那一套。
But would you like to use our own ways?
那一套呢？可能就是怎么样？在前面的三个土里头。
So our way may be the three soil that are described in this parable.
我们如何在好土里
？How do we do it in this good soil?
我就说，当我们开始要把福音给人家的时候
，So when we about to give the gospel to others,
小组里面的福音茶会变成很重要。
So the Bible study in of the gospel in the cell groups has become very important.
三四个人开始预备，或者五六个人开始预备。
Maybe three or four people, five, six people start to prepare.
名单都拿出来
，and then bring out the list of names.
用 这个三个月后或是两个月后我们要开这个福音茶会。
So maybe in 2-3 months we're going to have a tea Bible study.
两个月内我们有两次的禁食祷告中。
Twice a month we have fasting prayer.
每一天为这个人祷告。
We pray for this person every single day.
还特别为他们来禁食的祷告。
And especially fast and pray for them.
这种跟你没有人要做，太长啦。
Nobody wants to do it. It takes a long time.
把传福音给他，三一六讲一讲，背后为他祷告就好了。
So we just give them the gospel and tell them about 3:16 and pray for behind the scene for them.
来这个不是每一天祷告，来到这个福音茶会的时候。
So, but it's not praying for them every day. But when we talk about,
找几个比较讲会比较会讲又有比较好的见证的弟兄姐妹。
We use brothers and sisters who have a better testimony and know how to preach in our tea Bible study.
最好是那个癌症得医治的啦。
Best are those whose cancer got healed.
肿瘤突然消失的啦。
And also the tumor that suddenly disappeared.
或是死里复活的啦。
For those who are resurrected from the dead.
这一种人来讲最有说服力。
And this kind of people will be more convincing.
有没有发现到我们在用一种这个行销学？有没有？
So maybe also we are using masters.
保罗怎么讲说我到你们那里怎么传福音的？
You remember what Paul said, how I preached to you.
我到你们不讲别的。
I do not say anything except.
保罗难道没有神迹吗？
Did Paul have miracles?
他也是死人复活过啊。
He had made dead come alive.
他也怎么样在三这个旷野里面，这个被主提到三层天里面去啊。
He also been raised to the third heaven.
为什么他传福音的时候都不讲？
Why he didn't preach this when he was preaching?
不讲别的。
But he said he would not say anything.
我用高言大志。
But with words of wisdom.
我用世界上给你们的行销学。
And also the words of the world, the principle of the world.
到你那里只讲钉十字架的耶稣。
But only preach that Jesus Christ crucified.
这一套难道会比我们那一套还差吗？
And would this be less effective than ours?
你说我们会想，你讲这个人家会听吗？
So you can think, but do you think people would listen? I thought about this too.
当然，我最把最好的这个见证神迹拿出来，人家比较有说服力嘛，对不对？
So we think that if we bring out the best testimonies and miracles that people will believe.
我想我们都误会了。
I think we're all mistaken.
并不会我们都有说服力。
It's not how much convincing power we have.
圣灵要不要透过你这一个人把灵感动那个人心中？
Will the Holy Spirit going to touch other persons through you?
圣灵怎么样感动？
But how does the Spirit move you?
动机里面有没有在有机里面？
So whether your motives are pure or organic.
添加一些营养剂。
And you add some nutrition.
化肥。
And also chemicals.
长得快。
So they can grow fast, and fruits are sweet.
那我们看到很多中了病以后呢，整个怎么样？我们加州最近这个地方那个柳橙橘是吗？这个是重病的范围以内都不准出去。
So we see that the fruits had blights and they were not allowed to be exported.
哎呀，这个不管是家里的也好，哪里的地方都不准离开什么方圆多少里，免得别地方的受到感染。
So they try to quarantine all this stuff.Plants are so they do not contaminate other places.
这都是加了太多的化肥。
It's because they add too much of fertilizer.
有机。
And organic.
你能不能传有机的福音？
Can you preach the organic gospel?
有机的福音很重要。
It's very important, the organic gospel.
有机的基督徒更重要。
It's even more important to be an organic Christian.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你保守我们。
Heavenly Father, may you keep us.
让我们从哈巴谷再次的认识。
From Book of Habakkuk, learn about you.
这个世代是这么样子的混乱。
That this is generation is so confused.
求你帮助我们有这样的负担跟意向。
May you give us this kind of burden and vision.
让我们的生命里面往前走。
That our life can move forward.
有神你的力量与我们同在。
That your power will be with us.
因为我们以耶和华欢喜，以救我们的神喜乐。
Because we rejoice in the Lord and we will be joyful in the God of Savior.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.